Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. We are seeing Greek drama. And the funny thing is, I've been in theater, but even I don't really know the background. I did theater for fun because it's a challenge and I'm decent at it. So I don't know the background and the history. Am I even saying that right? We are seeing drama playing out before us on the highest levels. And I'm going to mention that, and then I want to talk about a dynamic that is straight out of any number of tragedies, any number of epic fiction and historical fact. Right now, we have seen in the last day or two a totally pro-Israel group, quote, co-host at the Charlie Kirk Show. But then we know that that totally pro-Israel group, Ben Shapiro and company, do not share the awakening, the turning point that Charlie was having. And that was, what do you mean? If I criticize Israel, now I'm an anti-Semite? If I just start questioning actions at all, if I'm not 100% all the time, I'm anti-Semite? And now we have people who are absolutely pro-Israel. But as we have this struggle for power, this potential vacuum, Erica, the widow, becomes the CEO. This is high-level drama. High-level drama. Because she ain't turning that back. This is so interesting. Because the donors that thought they had an absolute loyal 10 million youth bullhorn influencer said, well, but we don't anymore. So whether or not you think they had anything to do behind it, they didn't anymore. Not the level of no nuance bullhorn they wanted. And they're like, hey, you know, I saw the deal where Shapiro was responding and saying dramatically he'd pick up that bloody microphone. I didn't think he meant that microphone. I thought he just meant in general pick up the cause. So for them to be that, I'm going to say aggressive, to try to get on the show itself is a little mind-blowing to me. Now, I know it's co-host, but it still seems like finagling at this point. So I sure hope that does not continue. He did not need to appear on Charlie Kirk's show, nor did Matt Walsh or whoever the other guy is. But I want to bring up something else that brings pure intrigue as another environment. I was hinting at it earlier. I've been watching Sons of Anarchy. Spoiler alert, hey guys, you should watch that show. I never watch these types of shows when they happen, and then maybe I'll eventually catch up on the few I catch up on. Then my joke is, hey man, have you heard of the show called Game of Thrones? You should really get into it, man. It's like pretty good. Like I'm discovering it or something. But this is the example. Turning Point is the example. The organization is exactly the example of all of these types of fiction and then historical fact where you have a regime, you have an entity, you have an organization, you have a, you know, crime family, you have a motorcycle gang, and they have a code of ethics, a code of conduct, and a mission. A mission statement. They believe and they do certain things, and that is that, and loyalty is loyalty to each other and loyalty to how it's always been. And then someone comes along, again, spoiler alert, the protagonist in Sons of Anarchy, I can't think of his name, honestly, but he's the main guy, the younger blonde guy, who, you know, might have leadership of this motorcycle gang in the future, seems like the best person to get it. But as we, you know, start to see this world, He's already reading old manuscripts of his dad, who was initially in the gang and who thought, well, did we really need to get this violent? Should we or could we have turned the corner? Even though he believes in loyalty, was it really meant to go in this direction? And you can see that he's thinking. And even though nobody knows he's reading these in the group, he's also has a family. He has a baby in the hospital. He's got these situations where they're like, is this guy going soft? And it's the whole intrigue of... this is turning point, guys. I mean, I'll spell it out, but this is turning point. Turning Point USA and Charlie Kirk. Are we going to believe that this guy might go soft? That this guy forgets the mission? That this guy sees the regular world and not his, gang as insular folks? He sees the regular world, and the regular world influences him. He doesn't want to be about that life anymore. And if he is going to be that way, if we see those changes, can he be a part of this group anymore? Or worse, do we have to do something about it? Okay, think of this, and anywhere you want to go, any organized crime show or any... historical fiction or fact about some kingdom. Think even Shakespeare. And I'm no literature student, so I can't even, state where they are. I'm actually just not a literature guy at all. But I can see patterns. Okay, we have the intrigue of, the royal family or, the leader. But it's not a democracy. And so how does this get passed down? Is this guy going to be fit? And or as the young leader, is he fit? JFK. Or is he not fit and behind the scenes, either in the military, parts of the administration or the regime or in the family? Amongst people who are more fundamental, if you will, toward the traditional cause, there start to be doubts, and then there start to be conversations. And those conversations can even be, you and I know what the role of this place is. You and I know what the mission is. You and I believe in that mission. I don't believe he does anymore. And so... we have to start thinking of whether something needs to be done. And worse, the type of intrigue and that influence can come from outside circles. You don't know where it comes from. We're a true loyalist on the inside who believes, grew up and believed in what that's about is being influenced by, some traitor who really has ulterior motives just to make the country weaker or something like that. And then, favors are traded or, pivots are offered. Like, hey, I know you've always been a loyal deputy. And have you ever thought that, maybe you could lead this? Who's more loyal than you? You can see that you're not getting your worth here. But in my opinion, you could be that guy. You could be a high-level lieutenant or deputy, for... my new regime, or you could be the guy we'll place you. And guys or women who are two or three down the tiers, but who were still very devoted to the cause, can be recruited to this regime change cause. This is a tale as old as time. As old as history, and it is Turning Point USA's tale. All right, until whatever it's been, and I haven't nailed down I think I've estimated at times, I'm not sure I got that right. When did Charlie Kirk start to have his turning point? For years, he was the guy who said, yes, Christianity, 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 but also don't criticize Israel because chosen people. But he's a Christian. Christianity, 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 but also don't criticize Israel, or don't even understand to criticize Israel. Don't be politically awakened enough in the foreign affairs and specific foreign details to even think to criticize Israel. But also believes in truth wholeheartedly. But again, Christianity, but pro-Israel, 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 pro-Israel. Chosen people, chosen people, chosen people. Major funders, all pro-Israel. Massive Jewish or Israel-supporting funders. And it takes away from his success story a little bit and his incredible rise. You do just have to figure it's a factors. Very articulate guy. Also, because he was seen as such a loyal influencer, that in essence, even though he didn't necessarily understand it, he was, you know, kind of an influencer for a foreign power, which by itself isn't awful. It's, you know, you can influence somebody in another country that's a citizen, and as a citizen, no big deal. But then he had the ear of Trump, right? He had the ear of Trump, and so it's been going fat, dumb, and happy. And when that's the case, and it's been the message, as he comes up, and that's the supporters, who are many, many of the people in the administration, what is their outlook? It's exactly what that message was for the longest time. Christian, 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 pro-Israel, 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 chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people. They are self-selecting to that and growing up on that, growing up in the organization on that, and they are the fundamental grassroots foundations of that, and or a little bit selected by the influence of the donors. But overall, the massive majority, 99.99999% of an organization that is that devoted to a certain viewpoint is going to match the viewpoint of Charlie Kirk up to the moment he started to have his USA turning point. He started to have his turning point to where he appreciated more the interest of the USA. He believed he was, supporting the USA, and he was. He was a patriot. But at some point, he had a turning point. Up to that moment, 99.9% of that organization is exactly what he was saying. Young Christian, Christianity, Christianity, be tolerant, but this is what makes, life is also better by using these principles. Be tolerant, but also spread the word, be tolerant, but also, you know, say the fact of the matter if you think that something is a sin. And pro-Israel, 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 chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people, chosen people. 99.9% were echoes of that, Agent Smith's, of that very narrative. Up to the point of Kirk's turning point. Now, what happens in that environment then when that changes? What happens in that sphere, in that, that environment, when what's always been the word, what's always been the mission, what's always been what all of us know to be right and to be faithful and true to, suddenly the leader is adjusting it. Now, it's true that some people would say, you know what, my admiration for him and his ability and his passion, as he grows, so do I. And it's true that, you know, some people probably went with that opinion, that they realized they were growing in their knowledge, and they may have attributed that directly to growing in Christ. as they grow in Christ, they grow in knowledge, and they become more discerning. And some percentage probably were really much into that transition themselves. But some percentage, especially if influenced and egged on, become like the devoted deputy in the motorcycle gang that believes that a certain leader is going to lead this motorcycle gang to a path of destruction, is going to ruin it, is going to be traitorous to this insular community, either through direct acts or through just the slouching towards Gomorrah, if you will. That's Turning Point USA. Some percentage were not convinced by what Charlie Kirk was saying. Some percentage were not following that awakening and that turning point, moment to moment, in an exact parallel path with Charlie Kirk. Some percentage were thinking, or could be egged on to think, wait a second, this is not what Turning Point USA is about. It's always been this messaging. What is wrong with him? Is he too worldly? Is he slouching away from what our important and holy mission is? Now think about that. And what made me think about it more, and I recorded an episode that I will post before this. I actually hadn't posted, but it'll be posted soon enough, where, among other things, I went ahead and listened to some audio, and then I said, hey, let's just live listen to this for the first time. And the header was something like, why was this guy, this witness, stopped from speaking at the Turning Point USA right after the assassination? And so I watched it, and really, there was no breadcrumbs, or there was no, you know, smoking gun or new details. He was really just describing, probably in like a bookstore lobby of Utah State University or wherever it happened. This is what I saw. Just let him describe it, and nothing about the description didn't match what the video showed. He didn't say, also, I saw a guy waving, nothing like that. But then these guys come over, younger guys, probably in their 20s. One of them kind of brawny, just trying to get in between him and the camera. Now, do I think that that means that they were conspiring for anything? And the guy's like, get off me! You know, and the conversation didn't continue. The guy behind the camera just said, well, you know, emotions are high here. And that was that. But there's about three or four, and that could be innocent, because I don't believe in it. I don't believe in it, and I wouldn't do it. But, you know, out of like an emotional respect, because for me, it wouldn't, no, I'd want information to get out. So I wouldn't, you know, say to a guy, don't talk about it, because I'm crushed that it happened. I want people to know what happened too, and I want an eyewitness to be able to, you know, testify as to what happened. And it serves a purpose or it doesn't, but I don't think it is bad. But, you know, some people are more emotionally connected, and, you know, maybe they thought that was disrespectful or not the time, or they didn't want to hear it, because they were still in shock. So that's not what made me think of this. Just what made me think of this is like, whoa, well, what about these Pope people, this legion of people? I don't know how big the organization is, but high, low, whatever. It's not even the trans community. That's the funny thing. It's not just the trans community. Oh, they are murdering me with their words. And my people were never born. When they really mean, oh, the poor 16-year-old had to stay a boy until he was further along. And if he wanted to pay for it himself, he could. Well, then my sister was never born. Shut the fuck up. But yeah, they've got their motivations. But the people exactly in his very organization had their motivations, especially if you go to intrigue level of those donors. And I'll probably on another episode let the rest of a video I started to play go on, where a Max somebody is talking about a summit. I think, but I'm not sure, I might have shared Charlie Kirk talking to Megyn Kelly, but maybe I only paraphrased it, where he's like, I just can't believe, you know, I'm suddenly an anti-Semite. Are you kidding me? Just because I'm not absolutely 100% in on all Israel actions after all I've done? I can speak less than an Israeli can? Yes, that's true, because you have influence. And because they thought they had you in their pocket. So that was around the time of, a day or two after, one of the big donors had taken Charlie Kirk, or invited Charlie Kirk, and a bunch of other influencers to some, if you will, summit to discuss. And Charlie Kirk, and I'm paraphrasing, was dressed down on his change of viewpoints. And he was pressured by a literal billionaire. I think the name was Ackman or Ackerman. And so I'll let that audio play in the description in another episode. And he said, ah, hell no. I mean, he probably didn't say it that way. But in essence, ah, hell no. You got to be kidding me. In essence, the, you know, what he said on Megyn, with Megyn Kelly the next day or 2 days after. It's like beside himself. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. And so, you know, with that, we see this pressure of, bro, you need to change this narrative. And if that was a pressure from the donating class, the donor class, and other influencers that are being wined and dined, then you don't think there was pressure potentially and intrigue in inner circles or, you know, adjacent circles? You don't think that potentially, and I'm just saying, this makes motivations more complex. So I've said before that you don't need a motive if it's really obvious. Okay, he walked out of the house, and right after he walked out of the house, it was in flames, and we could see smoke coming out of the windows. Police officer happened to be going by. Just happened to be. He was in plain clothes, and guess what? The guy who walked out of the house had a box of matches. It was big kitchen matches. And he smelled of gasoline. And then we look into the rubble, and yep, there are some matches that match. And, oh, by the way, we found a text that said, I'm burning that place down. You don't need a motive. But where motive can help is when you're working backwards to understand. I mean, yes, it helps convince a journey. But where else, a jury, but where else it is helpful is to go, okay, how do we understand our circle of people of interest? Our circle of, you know, who was involved in trying to bring this person either expressly or with outright actions or just by, you know, getting them to be convinced to do this violent act. And honestly, the motivations are there for Turning Point USA people. 100% they're there. Now, for any particular individual, that means nothing. But understand, the motivations are literally just as strong for that, for lack of a better term, I don't mean to be offended by this, rabid, to that devoted of an organization that sees one of their leaders changing his viewpoint entirely. Isn't that interesting? It is certainly of note. And it really is a follow-up to, seriously, FBI, keep investigating. We don't have to be up on every single breathless update. But if you want the world to feel better, give a complete investigation and keep going and then keep going. And be brave. Be brave like Charlie Kirk. Do it. Do the truth. And the chips fall where they may. I have my suspicions of approximately what this looks like. And I think you can kind of tell where I think approximately it might go. But I've got no evidence of it. I just got motivations And, you know, just some interesting stuff, like an articulate 22-year-old going on chat boards and being influenced to go ahead and do that thing. And knowing that those folks who might have had an awareness of what he was, you know, going to do are being investigated. And therefore, who were those people? And, you know, does an articulate 22-year-old get himself all the way to murder by himself? You can find the video. I say articulate. I'm kind of assuming, but he went to university. I don't know why I'm acting like I'm a British guy now when I say that. We don't say that. We say he went to college in America, but I went, he went to university. And he got, you can see the video where he's, you know, reading out about his $32,000 scholarship. That ain't chunk change. I mean, he must have, you know, been a little bit academically capable. So to me, that guy who comes from a normal family does not just on his own come to these decisions. Now, it could be that the trans, you know, boyfriend or trans girlfriend or what the fuck that ever is. I can never figure out the combination. Maybe just the mere absolute love of someone who is opposite said, and I should kill somebody. Maybe that person and that person alone was so, you know, extreme about what the solution should be that that mere relationship was the only influence he needed. But I don't know about that. So we'll see where it goes. But as I said, the interesting aspect is that Turning Point USA literally has motivation. Now, how do you get to this guy doing it? I'm not saying I can explain that. I'm not trying to explain it. I just find it a very interesting, you know, extra complexity that this looks like any number of Greek tragedies and modern, gritty TV historic fiction. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to The Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.